24 after 11. Look, I'm proud to say I actually own a Fitbit. I kind of feel like I'm doing the right thing right from the get-go just by wearing it on my wrist. I probably should start to charge it, but I actually do use it. It doesn't give me the advice I want, but they are amazing pieces of kit, and over the last couple of years, they have become very, very popular indeed. I know a lot of my friends wear them, but what about the possibility of getting kids to wear them in an effort to keep them fit? Cue in this morning, Dr. Megan Gow, research dietitian at the Children's Hospital Westmead. Megan, good morning.
Hi, Todd.
Look, these Fitbits, call them what you will, they've become so popular over the last few years that you pretty much can't walk down the street without seeing every second person have them. But we know Australia, well, not only Australia, but the world is in the grip of an obesity epidemic. And the idea is to get the kids to start wearing them. Tell us about it.
We've been looking at the use of them in a few different studies that we've run at the Children's Hospital at Westmead. And basically, you know, we just think that they might be useful as another tool in the suite of interventions and tools that health practitioners have to help motivate kids to stay fit and live a healthy lifestyle.
I suppose with kids, if you can get them involved in something that's fun, unlike us adults, a lot of times we need to be dragged kicking and screaming into looking after our health. But if you can really spark the kids' interest, and one of the things that you and I both know kids love is high tech, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And that's obviously that appeals to lots of people, not everyone. But if they like the gadget type thing, then they're going to maybe go to a bit more effort to get active. I know one of the kids in our study, also incorporated Pokemon Go into it as well. So to increase their step count, they also use the Pokemon Go app to sort of go find their Pokemon, and that increased their steps. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely in the right zone for a lot of kids that love that sort of tech stuff.
Megan, why is 10,000 steps considered the holy grail when it comes to the minimum amount of just walking exercise you should be in a day? How's that been reached?
Well, I guess you can reach it. You know, it appeals. It can relate. Everyone can relate to it. So you can get your 10,000 by running, for an hour and a half, or you can get it by doing lots of little bits of activity throughout the day. So I think it appeals to some people who find it hard to get in that 30 minutes of high intensity activity. They can still reach 10,000 steps by doing low intensity activity, but a lot of it. So I think it also. It also means that if you are a real high-intensity type person, you can get them really quick. So it just means that it doesn't exclude anyone. Everyone can have a go at getting to 10,000 steps. But basically, you know, if you do an hour of some sort of activity and add into trying to use active transport to get to places and just being a generally active, not spending too much time in front of the TV, then you're probably going to get to those 10,000 steps. So that's why it's 10,000. I think it links to those sorts of goals or those sorts of
outcomes. Yeah. One outcomes, of the things I love about kids is they're very, very competitive. And I would imagine that if you've got the kids in the study, well, 10,000 steps is great, but if their mate's getting 10,100, they're going to want to get 10,200. Are you finding that it's actually geeing each other up to do more exercise?
Oh, yeah. We did encourage them to add each other as friends on the network, which you can do with the Fitbit. They weren't all too keen to do that. I think we were dealing with kids that have type 2 diabetes in my study, so they were really quite keen to keep it as a personal goal, which is fair enough. But I know in the broader community, for sure, I mean, having that network and competing against each other can be another tool to increase those steps, for sure, yep.
Megan, do you feel we're potentially winning the war on obesity with our kids? As I said before, adults, we know where there's been so much literature, there's so much on television, we know about the health benefits of not carrying too much weight, getting out and getting exercise, and it's there for the kids as well. But would you have to say that the tide is starting to turn, or is it just a bigger problem than we first realised?
I mean, for sure, the latest data suggests that levels of obesity and overweight in our kids is levelling off at least. But one of the major concerns is that is that those that are obese, the ones with severe obesity, those numbers are actually increasing. So while we might not be seeing more fat kids, we're seeing bigger kids than ever before. So, and that's a real concern for health practitioners who see kids that have type 2 diabetes in their teenage years, because that often comes with that real severe obesity. So that's the worry. We know we're doing a good job in that we may be leveling off rates, but the kids we're seeing are getting bigger. So that's what we're worried about now.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on this study as it progresses. But would your advice to parents and grandparents be, if the next piece of tech you buy is a Fitbit or a wearable exercise monitor, it's a good investment for the kids?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're definitely not doing any harm there. It's going to be encouraging. I think it's also a way that you can that kids can be encouraged to be active without nagging them to do it, so they can see it themselves and see how active they are, can compete within themselves rather than constantly being told to get off the couch, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I definitely think it would be a good investment for most kids to have one of these to help increase their activity levels.
Dr. Megan Gow, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
Research dietitian at the Children's Hospital at Westmead. And maybe you could even take it further, buy the kids or the grandkids a Fitbit kind of device, and then perish the thought, maybe even buy one for yourself, and you can all get out and count the calories and the steps and the heartbeat. It's 11:30.